This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a year, the federal government spends about $150 million on education for neglected and delinquent kids. A big piece of this goes to residential juvenile justice facilities that house an average of 60,000 young people a day. This is a group that is required by law to get schooling, but critics say the record here is not good. As part of our Learning Curve project, Marketplace's Adrian Hill has visited some juvenile justice facilities to look at the role that technology might play here. She's in Los Angeles. Hello, Adrian.
Hi, David.
All right, so what is getting in the way of teaching young people in these residential facilities?
There are a lot of things getting in the way. I mean, first, we know that many of these young men and women come in well below grade level when they're coming into corrections facilities. Many of these students have learning disabilities. They've skipped or dropped out of school in the past. You also have, in lots of facilities, a handful of teachers dealing with a wide range of students at all sorts of grade levels, and not always the resources or institutional support really needed to prioritize education.
And these facilities are just not very good at this?
Historically, no, they are not. If you look at kids in juvenile corrections facilities run by school districts, fewer than half of the kids earn high school credit while they're inside. We also have data showing that over a third of kids who go into these facilities have no change in grade level or actually lose ground when they're there.
Could technology help change some of this for the better?
That's the hope if you get technology right. I mean, the first thing is you might be able to help teachers get the right lessons to the right kids, really use the power of technology to personalize education for every kid in the system. Also, a lot of these young women and men are pulled in and out of classes when they're in these facilities for things like court hearings or probation meetings. There's an idea that technology could really help these kids catch up. So if you miss a class, you can go online, you can see what you missed and catch right back up. And then, David, there's this growing reality that in order to succeed in the world, in high school, in college, when you get out of these facilities, you have to know how to learn online. And really using these tools is just part of what's required of a modern education.
And what was I reading? There's some pressure from above for moving in this direction?
There is. The Department of Justice and the Department of Education have basically said, we don't want to see these kids falling through the cracks anymore. They came out in December putting out guidance calling for better education for kids that are locked up, including more technology-enhanced learning tools.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Adrian will file reports from inside two secure juvenile facilities over the next couple of days. You can find out more by going to marketplace.org/learningcurve.